White House, alligator Alcatraz will have up to 5,000 beds in house. Process, deport criminal illegal aliens. By Hannah Knudsen on June 30, 2025. Alligator Alcatraz will have up to 5,000 beds and will house, process, and deport criminal illegal aliens. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Monday, previewing President Donald Trump's visit to the facility on Tuesday. The area, otherwise known as the Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility, is in the Florida Everglades and has been approved by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, for use in housing, processing, and deporting illegal immigrants. President Trump is expected to visit on Tuesday, alongside other officials including Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, upon its opening. On a scheduling note, tomorrow, President Trump will travel to the great state of Florida to attend the opening of a new illegal alien detention center located at Dade Collier Training and Transition Airport, alongside Secretary Kristi Noem, Governor Ron DeSantis, Congressman Byron Donalds and other state and local leaders, Leavitt said during a press conference Monday. The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain. She continued, noting that the facility will have up to 5,000 beds to house, process, and deport criminal illegal aliens. This is an efficient and low-cost way to help carry out the largest mass deportation campaign in American history, she added. On Monday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., defended Alligator Alcatraz, which some activists have protested. And so, when the president comes tomorrow, he's going to be able to see what will happen as you bring people in there. They ain't going anywhere, unless you want them to go somewhere. Because good luck in the civilization, DeSantis said, as the facility is surrounded by pythons and alligators. So, the security is amazing, natural and otherwise. The governor said, explaining that unless the country works to deport these illegal aliens, the issue will persist. If you don't do that, you know you're going to continue to have this problem of illegal immigration. So, you'll be able to bring people in. They'll get processed. They have an order of removal, and they can be queued. He continued, explaining that the federal government can fly detainees out of the country right there, using the existing runway. You literally drive them 2,000 feet, put them on a plane, and then they're gone. It's very logistically simple, he added.